This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Ariz Dastoor. Ariz is a partner at the MB Group. He's going to talk to us about their fund, what they're doing, priorities, and a little bit more. Ariz, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Scott. So I run a private equity independent sponsor that I started in 2017 with a partner of mine. We focus on investments in lower middle market and middle market companies headquartered in North America. Typically, these are companies with anywhere from $15 to $100 million plus of revenue and typically $3 to $20 million plus of EBITDA. Our preference is for control. So we want to own typically 51%+ of a company, but we do look at minority situations as well. And in terms of a sort of sector focus for us, we have a core focus on three sectors. So one is consumer and multi-unit retail. The second is technology and telecom. And the third is business services. And I think in terms of sort of how we think about differentiating ourselves, there's a number of different dimensions, but I think two that I would highlight is one is we're very much on the end of being very growth focused. So we're always looking at deals with an angle to where we're trying to figure out how do we 2, 3, 4x the size of the business over our investment period. And that's what's when we find those opportunities, that's what gets us really excited. And then I think the second area that is, I think we've differentiated ourselves and we've had a lot of success is taking a thesis and sort of thematic driven approach to investing. So rather than just taking what comes to us in terms of deals, what we like to do is we like to do a lot of upfront kind of research, analytical work to get to know a sector or a niche within a space very well and develop a very defined view on why we like that space and sort of levers that we can pull to potentially improve businesses in that space. And then we try to go to find opportunities that match it.
And when you're going to find opportunities that match it, is it you develop a theme, you develop a sort of point of view in a specific niche. And then it's the most important thing, finding a great leader, a great executive in that space, or is it finding an existing company that can at least be used as a growth vehicle in that space? How do you then approach that once you've developed a point of view, we want to be in this area?
There's no one answer. I think it really depends on what the space is and what the strategy is, but it's typically some mix of factors. So oftentimes we might be looking for a company that has a certain profile. So it has certain types of customers, maybe customers in a certain industry that we think are more attractive than another. We may be looking for certain historical characteristics. So a company that's demonstrated the ability to grow with customers over time. If it's, for example, a roll-up strategy, we may be looking for a company that has demonstrated the ability to acquire other companies or that has an amazing management team or leader that's capable of doing that. So I think it's typically a handful of characteristics that we're looking for, and some of those are higher priority than others.
And tell us a little bit about how you got to the spot of starting your own independent sponsor/fund. How did you get there? Tell us a little bit about your growth and development.
Yeah, it's probably a longer story. I won't bore you with all the details, but I've done a few different things in my career. So I started off in management consulting right after college. And then I spent time at a large private equity firm. And then after that, I went more of sort of an entrepreneurial route where I was part of starting a couple of companies. And most recently, before starting our firm, I started a company in the software space with a partner and we'd run and built that company for over several years. And frankly, going through that experience, I realized I wanted to get back to investing and get back into private equity. I think that's really where I'm passionate, and also, I think I'm sort of a better investor than I am an operator. And so I was thinking through, different routes to do that. And I think I've always had a bit of an entrepreneurial streak, and my partner, who I've been close friends with since college, I think is sort of wired similarly. And so we started talking about starting our own firm. And I think you know, we were excited about, you know, building something ourselves versus going back and joining kind of already established firms.
Reese, so what was it like starting your own firm, your own fund? Was that nerve-wracking? Were you anxious? When did you know you were going to be okay?
Yeah, look, it's really hard. I mean, I think it's starting your own business, and I think anytime you're starting your own business, it's tough, and there's risk associated with it. I think in the investing space, you know, being an independent sponsor, I mean, ultimately it's about finding deals and getting quality deals done. And so I think for us, it was really getting that first deal done. And I think, you know, getting to that point is obviously difficult, and you go a long time without earning any money. You have to fund yourself. You have to fund the search for those investments. So I think that's challenging, just like starting any business. But I think we had a certain approach that we wanted to take, and I think we sort of executed it well. And we were able to get that first investment done. And I think that helps just build momentum around your firm once you do that. So, I'd say getting that first deal done was when you really, really felt like, you know, we had something, and you sort of built a base that we could launch from.
Well, congratulations. And take one moment on any key trends you see in private equity. When you look at this year, more deployment of capital, more exiting of capital, what do you see over the next year or so? Any trends that you look at and see?
Yeah, I think one thing that's been surprising is just how robust the market has really been probably over the last 6+ months, despite the challenges with COVID. I think if you'd said a year ago, we're going to have a global pandemic that had all these large effects through the economy, that you would have expected more of a dip in the market perhaps than has happened. And I think, you know, what I would expect is that this year, the strength of that market will just accelerate. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I mean, I think one is there's a massive amount of capital in private markets right now, and that capital needs to be put to work. So there's a big supply of capital. I think the second is, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, the vaccine rollout is going to continue and strengthen. And so I think that's going to give impetus to recovery this year, and it just makes it a good time for sellers to bring businesses to market on the private side. And I think you'll also have some sellers who had delayed selling their business last year because of COVID, and those are, you're going to see some of those businesses coming to market this year. So I expect a very big year this year for private equity. I think a second trend that's certainly relevant to us is just I think we see a continuing shift that's been going on for several years, particularly in probably the lower middle market and also the middle market, which is the private equity sponsor side switching more and more to the independent sponsor model. And I think there's a lot of benefits to sponsors like us that I think is helping drive that. And then I think on the LP side, you have people that have traditionally provided capital to sort of just blind pool funds that are seeking more alignment. And I think as industry returns have come down, and you see traditional private equity firms raising larger and larger pools of capital and kind of collecting more and more just management fees, I think you've seen more limited partner capital that wants, you know, has an interest in backing independent sponsors. And I expect that trend to continue.
And one more question, Reese. You're a relatively young person. I mean, not in your 70s or something like that. Will Michigan beat Ohio State again in your lifetime?
I think it's a longtime Michigan Wolverine fan for even a question, but I think we'll get over the hump at some point. I think it's unfortunate that I think just really over the last 15, 20 years, you've had the Ohio State's just gone through this amazing period where it's just been one of the top programs in the country. So it's a big hump to get over, but, you know, ultimately we got to do it. And there's, you know, even you look at Auburn, Alabama, you know, Auburn manages to find a way to beat Alabama every few years. And I think Michigan's got to get to that place, but it's been a pretty tough run for Michigan fans, for sure.
Aries, I want to congratulate you on your remarkable work that you've done with MB Group and you and your partner in founding the firm and growing it. Just magnificent. Thank you very much for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast today.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Scott.